We are up to Samach Tes Omer Aleph, the Mishnah. We're up to the Mishnah. Okay, the din is that a mamzer is a mamzer gam doir asili lo yove bekal Hashem, means for perpetuity. A mamzer is there forever. Says, comes on Abtarfen and says a very interesting thing. Abtarfen says, Yecholin mamzerin litoye, there is a way out for a mamzer to actually become toir. To sort of expunge the mamzeders from his genes.
Well, it takes a future generation, not even himself.
He found.
Just by the way, I remember a long time ago he said that Rabbi Talfon had a pretty bad.
Yes, he's very austere and very disciplined, and yet he tried to help people out as well.
And the Bala member of Ahaptulach Kamocha is the one who says the Em Chayvelav and is.
And better, who says in Pirkei Avos the heavy Mekabel Kol Odom B'Sever Ponim Yofes?
Shammai.
And he's the guy who threw everybody out of the door like a Yurkis hunt.
Yeah, but he didn't put up with any.
That's it. You don't follow the straight line over here. Yeah. Ah, Luis. So who's called them? Say, upon the office. Okay. Says in the Mishnah, Rab Tarfon Noemi Yecholim Mamzei Letor. How? Ketzad Mamzei Shenaz Shivcha. If a Mamzei marries a Shivcha, we learned before that all the children of a Shivcha go after the Shivcha, not after the father. Havlad Eved, the child is deemed to be an Eved. Then what you do in the next stage is Shichreru. You liberate, you emancipate this child. Nimtza Ben Ben Chayin. The child now is a full fledged Geir, so therefore is no longer Mamzeidus. Shikti can't do, obviously, because then the children are not eating. I disagree. This child, we give him the worst pagam, and the father's mamzedus will still remain. Even though normally we say that Eved ain't lechayis, but over here we'll say that the mamzedus remains. Sorry?
Why should the avdus take away the mamzedus? Because
saying
it's a worse.
No, Eved ain't lechayis. We say that the Eved has. You talk about the Rabbelezer or Tarfon? Because the Eved has no shaykhis to his son. Who owns the children? We just learned yesterday's Gemara. Who owns the children? The master. Because they belong to the Shivcha. The Eved, the Torah teaches us, says, Yishuvi Yolodeh La'adrinah, which means the father has nothing to do with the whole thing.
Says the same thing with the Geshen is Gael.
Yeah, but how did.
Before she's in the Megayer.
So he's living with the Shiksa, he's Asma Teru, how can you do that? What is Chatenbom? So we're talking about something that he could do.
Asma Bill's nose with
him. Hang on.
So his child's a goy.
And then she's Megayer when she's pregnant.
Yeah, but the child's a goy. So what do you. How can you.
Born a year.
How can you tell a person go ahead and live with a shiksa and have children, and somehow or another is going to save you from mamzerim? How can you say that? And that's the most question. How can you say about shivcha as well? That's a Gemara. But Moshe is actually has a whole. Has a whole thing whether this can apply today. Because we don't have a volume today anymore. So how do we do this today? Yeah, let's see. The Gemara. And yet in Shulchan Aruch, throughout Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, constantly telling us dinim regarding our volume. And in case of Shofar, this and that, and ever, what do you need to have our volume? Where's our volume? Says the Gemara, Yibayilu, our question is, Abtarfon, the Chatchila, come the Abakam, but Abtarfon says you can go ahead and marry Shivcha. He's saying the Chatchila, go ahead and marry Shivcha. There's nothing wrong. What he's saying is, Taki, you shouldn't marry Shivcha. But if he did, the child's a Yidin son. Toshma coming here, Omrul, Abtarfon, said to Abtarfon, Tihar, Tizaschodim, you only gave us an Eitzah, how to deal with the male Mamzerim. Of the Tihar in the Kavis, how in the world are you going to help in any way the female? And right now, the Gemara thinks of Shalagis. Like a male travels the world, so he can go to a place that nobody knows who he is. He will go ahead and marry a shivcha, because he'll say, I'm an Eved. Oh, Eved, marry the shivcha. And then afterwards, he'll tell everybody, I'm really Yid and so on. But a girl doesn't travel, so she only stays in her hometown. Everybody knows who she is. Who's going to allow her to marry a shivcha? So by this argument, it seems that Rav Tarfon's whole vart is lechatchila. But so they say, and when can lechatchila work? When you have this ruse that you leave town and you make up the story that you're an Eved. Now, the Yam lechatchila come, my mom says, Nami tinos alav. Yeah, sorry. So it sounds like the whole thing is by the Eved. Because the Yam lechatchila come, he's saying lechatchila, you're allowed to marry a shivcha. So what's the problem? Why can't a mamzeres marry an Eved? And the same thing, the children will be free, the children will be all right. Another us, it's a ruse that the whole thing is a bit but you got to run out of town, make up a fictitious name, and so on and so forth. No, Eved ain't lechayis. The time that they had to have Tarfon, they said to have Tarfon, you only did a chatzir refuah. Because the vart is evidem lechais. The man has no relationship with his kids. So when a father's a mamzer and he lives with a shivcha, so he produces children, but they're not mamzerim because the children are not his. If she's a mamzeris and married an eved, how does that help? The eved has no shaykh with the kids. All the kids are still mamzerim. He achieved nothing. Just interesting how the Shulchan Aruch works. I've seen a minute. The host of Rav Simlai, Mamzer Havah, was a Mamzer. I'm sorry, I got to know him very well. Liked him. Amalei told him, "E aktamosach. If I would have known you earlier before you got married, I would have taught you a device, a stratagem of how to avoid children being Mamzerim."
If this Mamzer is going to marry an Eved,
no.
So the offspring is actually becomes
or Mamzerim.
Yeah, but doesn't he become an Eved?
How?
Because whatever the
yeah, true. How does that help? Still mamzer.
But then when they're freed,
still mamzerim. It has no impact on the status of mamzerim. Iambi bishleim lechatchila. If you say lechatchila that I'm some lawyer that the tarfus lechatchila saying you can get advice, I want to do this. So this is some lawyer saying if you had come to me 20 years earlier, I would have told you how to what you should do with yourself. Iambi the eved my. Mind you, what can he say? What can he tell them? Still, so he could have told them 20 years ago, go marry a shivcha. And the Gemara, and this is interesting. The man civil eitzer gives them advice, but on Malay, he tells them, Zil Gnoiv, go ahead and steal. This is what you do. Go ahead and steal. If you steal and then make the clear bankrupt, so you cannot pay back. And what happens to an Eved who cannot pay back? It's a Nimkur Begnev Asay. You're sold. And the Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a shivcha. So that was a chatchila, an eitzah. The chatchila, go ahead and steal, and won't be able to pay back, you'll be sold as a slave. Now, why can't you just sell as a slave? Because there's a had machlek before, a meyachamim, if a meychar atzma is entitled to marry a shivcha. So we're talking about that it wasn't a meychar atzma, we're talking about a meychar ubezen. You also have to say that he was married to another woman, because we learned before that an eved ibn, if he never was married, the rabbi cannot give him a shivcha kanan. So he already had another woman, which means he had mamzeidim, but he wants to give him advice. But you want to have some good children also. Or at least have the other wife and make sure you have no children with her, but get you won't have children. This is what you do. So the obvious question here is, so how does this help? You're allowed to steal? So the whole question was, how can you give advice to Chatchila? So what did he tell him? Go steal. Is that I from here, that comes up from here, an interesting halacha. That the din is, you're not allowed to steal if you have a mind to return it. Gemara learns and we'll have an Eza Neshech Lesig. No, if you're not allowed to steal in order to return it. But if I'm stealing in order to return it, because you're going to get paid back, right? I get sold as a slave, the money that I get, that I comes in, income, goes straight to the balabas. If the reason why I stole, and I plan to give it back, and the reason my motivation was so I can do a mitzvah, then you're allowed to. V'chatchila. Right?
It's not a mitzvah, we only find that
balabas. What's the mitzvah of Aveda? I stole, and I'm going to give you back the full money. Right, and as a result of that, I am now going to be able to be sold as a slave, and therefore I can go ahead and do whatever it is. So what's the mitzvah?
So if you stole in order to give back the money,
yes,
physically you stole, mm-hmm, and you haven't got to pay it back.
That's right.
And you stole with intention of giving back.
That's right.
So at that point in time,
but you knew you were going to sell it as a slave.
Okay, so, I'm saying the point, you did steal and you can't pay back. So now,
but
so
you knew that you will be able to pay back.
I understand. So therefore, now when you get sold as an Eved, you're going to say therefore you don't get all the other benefits of the Eved.
Why not?
So I'm saying, so the fact that you stole, I'm saying, what's the consequence? You're not supposed to go and steal and give back. But if you did, what happens there?
You're
Eva Alav
in the
table. Okay, so Eva
Alav, but Rav Shlomo could advise that to somebody. How can Rav Shlomo say, go do this? So if a guy goes to Rav, Rashi, how about disagree that I just told you? Rashi says the Gemara could have asked the question, but Gemara asked better questions.
How is that different than Rabbi Tarfon in the Reish of the Mishnah?
Because if you can't Rabbi Tarfon, we have no Rai. We don't know if you'll Chatzil do this or not. We don't know if you're, in other words, to tell someone go marry a shivcha, maybe not allowed to. L'chatchila. To tell somebody sell yourself as a slave and then you live with a shivcha there, and you're allowed to. Yeah. Says, in the years of Rab Salai, there's no such thing as Eved Ivri. Rabbi Mavi learned, ain't Eved Ivri, no Engel, there's no Eved Ivri, only in times, the Beis HaMikdash, no Beis HaMikdash, no Eved, first Beis HaMikdash, no Eved, no Beis HaMikdash, yeah, Hakim Shmai, El Allah Shmam, is that Ayah, Rab Tarf L'chatchil Gama, must be that the only way is, Rab Tarf and said, L'chatchil go marry Shivcha, Shmam, and no, Zanayah. He says you don't benefit from the child. Still, Mamzer, why? My time was the sword. It says in the pasuk that if the master gives him a child, Isha, if he gives him a woman, and it says in the pasuk, the Yolda Loi Bonim, he will have children. Then the Isha Vilezer goes on there. When Yolda Loi, I mean, he does have some kind of relationship to these children. What sense? We know that he has no relationship. Must be ha'alech achapsulei. If he happens to be a mamzer, he has an input. Yeah, his genes are there. But Rabbana, you know what it's talking about? Loi. Ahu bi Yisrael shenosim mamzeres. That's talking about when Yisrael marries a mamzeres. When Yisrael marries a mamzeres. Sorry. The word loi was dashing here. It says in the pasuk, lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem. And then it says, gam doida sidi lo yovei loi bekal Hashem. This word loi is extra. Just say, lo yovei bekal Hashem. We lo yovei loi bekal Hashem. The loi is that he has an input. And the input is that even the shivcha, the kids are mamzerim. Pretty much, and the rabbanon, where they do the pasuk, very simple. The simple is that even the woman is a bas Yisrael, if he's a mamzer, the child's a mamzer. You go after the psul. Ahubi Yisrael shenasa mamzer. Oh, the other way around. The Yisrael marries a mamzer. Sorry, I would have thought lemishpechaisam lebeis avoisam. I would have thought that you could, generally speaking, by yidden, we go after the father when it comes to the status. So if the mother was a mamzer and the father's a Yisrael, the child should be Yisrael. See, also loy comes a loy laavkeid. The loy is extra, and it counts to that. To say that only if there's no tzad mamzedis, as soon as there's a tzad mamzedis, even just toloi, ruins the kids. But since we know generally after the father, we need the loy to tell you in a normal case, not a case of a shivcha, a normal case, that if the mother is a mamzed and the father is not, the kid is still tainted. So he says, Hochanam here too, it says, Isha v'yiladeh tiladineh. You're right. But the loy comes to teach you wherever you would think that there's no mamzedes passed on, loy it is. For example, case of a shivcha. The posuk says that isha viladeh that goes to the master, but the loy tells you no, part of it goes to the children as well. That if the father is an eved, even though generally he has no shaykh as the children, here it will. Also loy afke. But as salachayde, no, the loy comes to do both. But rabbon, no. Kol vlad b'mei shivcha kananis, kivlad b'mei b'hei b'dami. The loy, when the posse of Kal Hashem telling you that he's not a member of Kal, we're talking about human beings. But by a shivcha, Kol's man, they're not freed. They're like a behemoth. And therefore, they're not included. Why was it like behemoth? Could we learn before? Am ha-chamoyed, am ha-doymer ka-chamoyed. That's what, sorry, yeah? Yeah. Imachmer, yeah.
Yeah.
So at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, the rabbanon. The halach is like a tarfon.
We've already said halach can be.
That's right. Exactly.
So it's okay, paskin. And now we're gonna understand the habamina.
That's fair enough. I'm saying that's fair enough. I understand. But what we're saying is who's arguing with the
lezer at the tarfon?
It's not the rabbanon.
It's the rabbanon is arguing. But the rabbanon is a tarfon. Because halach, like me, we said halach is like tarfon. Okay, Hadalacha Aimer.
But then you could have
true, but I guess we need the Gemara to make the Psak.
Those last five lines is basically the discussion of the Havan.
That's right. Or Rabbi Lezer, yeah. Asara Yuchsim Olum Bavel. We can learn the Gemara that Bavel was far more pure in its ethnicity and ethnicity than Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, after this,
put that on the word score. Talk about after Ezra. Yeah, after. Oh, because before, no, Eretz Yisrael was a disaster. They're all married out. In Bavel was a mixture. So he says what Ezra did was he filtered out all the people in Bavel. He took with him all the psulim of Bavel. He took all the psulim of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. You don't know why Israel is the way it is. He took every puzzle of Jew out in the world, all mamzei and anything else, he brought into Israel, and Babel was perfect. Asari Yuchsim Olam Babel. He took out 10 different groups. Koyanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Unalam, Koyin, Gedim, Vicharudi, Avodim, that were liberated. Mamzeidim, he brought the mamzeidim with him out of Babel. Nisinim are those people that at times of Yeshua, they pretended to be not from Canaan, but some other nation. And even though afterwards we found out that turned out to be liars, we decided to keep them there because it'll be a Chil Hashem. And then David HaMelech saw many years later with Shalom HaMelech how they were such Roshoyim. They were so vicious, so David HaMelech made a gzeda that no matter, because Yeshua said only Bizman based on Migdash that nobody can marry them. David HaMelech went on and said nobody can marry them ever. And the word, sorry? Yeah, but in Sinim, it's Givonim. And the word in Sinim means like set aside. They're set aside as a separate group. Shtuki is we know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is, and the mother says, shut up. Don't ask such questions like who your father is. And our Sufi is somebody gathered up from the street, they don't know anything, not the father or the mother. Now this is as follows. Koyanim Levim Yisraelim Mutarim Lovazev, they can marry each other. Levim Yisraelim Chalolim Gedim Vichirudim Mutarim Lovazev, they're allowed to marry each other, but not between the coin out of the equation. Gedim and Charudim, because Gedim in that part called Hashem, Gedim, Charudim, Mamzedim, and Asinim, Shtukim, Vesufim, Kulam, Mutarim Lovazev, they're all allowed to marry each other. Now we're saying that because they're all not part of the cult. Because even that's worse than Sufi is a mamzer allowed to marry gay. The Elam Shtuki, what's the difference between Shtuki? Kosher who makid is imoy, the ain't a makid is ovi. He knows his mother, knows his father. As Sufi, what do you mean gathered up? Kosher Nesim and Ashuk was gathered from the street. The ain't a makid loyas ovi. He doesn't know who they, either of them are. Abishol hayakoidel Shtuki beduki. Abishol would call every Shtuki a beduki that he was checked out because we know the mother is. We'll see the Gemara later. Says the Gemara, Sadi Yisrael Bavel. You tell me that all 10 of them, every single possible group left Bavel and went to Yisrael to tell me, my idiot. First of all, they asked a partial question. We're in Olum the bubble. You're going up. You're rising. So the Gemara, my ear, Tony Olum above. At least the whole chuled. So they went to Israel. Milsa Agav Uchik Mashal. Come teach you something that Bederech Agav, and that is that Kinnatanya we learn. But Kamto Olisa Lamokem. If there's any disputes, you should go up to Yerushalayim. It says Vekamto, you should rise, but Olisa go up. You should ascend Elamokem to Yerushalayim. Shemakem Elamich Abesamich. Go and call Israel. Very hard to understand when you go to Shalim. You see, you walk down the hill, the whole Shalim, to get to except one side.
Because when the Romans they plowed into the ground, they dug it down.
Yep.
They reduced the mountain.
It's still hard to imagine that the mountain going into this role.
We always say Olim Laharabais.
I know we say that, but it's very hard to understand. In fact, most of us say it's Ruchni, it's Nagashmi, it's. And
physically it's not
exactly all that. Yeah. So they say it's ruchni is because you're going.
Because what you got, a valley river, it rises, it pulls a mountain. You've got Har Tzion, right? Har Amuri and all these things. Because within the physical thing, the place of the rise.
Yeah, but Yerushalayim sort of come to Elisa El Hamigdash. To the base of Migdash is three sides. You're going down.
Okay, but one side.
And Nochma, and there's so many layers where the base of Migdash is as well. So originally it was even lower, a lot lower than it is now. How many layers are? Because the Arden was hidden. Arden, Yisoyba, they took down the foundation, but then they kept on piling up. What are they finding underneath? I mean, just go.
Even today, when you're going into the old city with the Ramban thing and so on, right? So you're actually descending a little bit.
Yeah, you go down
the
hill.
Descend further to the thing, and then you've got the Harad Real top of you. So it's actually where the crystal is, and some of that area is a little of a valley.
Okay.
Well, the Nachal Kidron went down the valley.
Exactly. So if you look there, if you come from there, it's like it looks like a very high mountain.
Between the Harazesim and the.
Okay, and the next one's even hotter. They just saw Gavoya Mikol Arotzes. Unless Kolarotzes mean the neighboring, like we know that Iraq is flat and all that. Maybe that's what it means by the Arotzes. Because Lebanon always is part of Israel. Yeah, Har Levon was always part of Israel, the mountains, all that, so they're part of Israel. And then the other parts, and yeah, Golan Heights and all that, and then afterwards everything is flat. So maybe that's what it means. Kolarotzes means the immediate area. Bish, like the base of Mikdash Gavoya Mikol Israel, Heinrich Sivet says. Divrei Ribas b'sharecha, you should bring up your arguments. So your gates v'kamto v'lisa, because it's the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol arotzim. No, who told Yisrael is higher than any other country? Says the Gemara, says the pasuk that Yirmiyahu was telling them amazing things. He was telling them, guys, prepare, we're coming back. And he told them to buy property. You can imagine as they were leaving Babel, he's telling them to buy property and pay the full value and so on. How many people would have listened to Yirmiyahu at the time? Lachin, he says, in the Yom Boyim will come a time, Nu Hashem said, Eibishter, Lo Ye Amro, they will no longer say, Chai Hashem, Asher Hele, Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, that, praise the Eibishter who took us out of Mitzrayim, Ki Ima, Chai Hashem, Asher Hele, but rather they'll say, the Eibishter who brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and they use the word Hele, Asher Hevi, Bnei Yisrael, Me'eret Tzofen, they brought it from Tzofen, that's from Babel, Umikol Ha'aratzah Asher Dachti, from all the nations that I chase you out to, the Yeshuva, Lord Moshe, will come back to the land. So therefore we see that what? It's all expression of Olam. My ear to Tony Olam Abavel. Okay, so why does it have to say Olam Abavel? Nisnu Olu Le'er Yisrael. Separate question. Okay, you want to say that it's all higher, so why did the Mishnah say they went up from Babel? What was important to us is our destination. So you should just say Olu Le'er Yisrael, and we'll know that Dayin of Aliyah. It helps what Rabbi Loza said.
Yeah, but
Rabbi Loza
said that it's not
a
question of
Aliyah. Yeah, but that's from the Midbar to Israel. Here's only from Babel to Israel, Kol Arotzes. So Rabbi Loza says the famous thing. Ezra did not leave Babel ad until Sha'asa, he transformed Babel Kisoilis Nikia, pure flour. Yeah, in other words, there was no psulim left in Babel. You can marry anybody. If somebody said, I'm a Babylonian, no questions asked. You marry him. You don't have to worry about the yichas. Sorry?
The Iraqi Jews.
That's a Sephardi Torah business.
Yeah, apart from them, they regard them as Adata Bavli.
Samachtes is the Spanish Jews.
Sorry?
The Samachtes, the Sephardi Torah, is the Spanish Jews.
I'm saying it's the same idea. But Allah, Allah, eat my rabbiyam, okay, we have a machlaikis. Eat Sabah, Allah, they went up. Eat my rabbiyam, my bay is money, but Allah, they went up. Allum alayyam. We have a machlaikis. Did the Eden go up on their own? Or Rabbah Amad Helum Tanaz, as actually forced them to leave. Now, Ukamifuge, with the Agin Abalaza. Abaye and Rabbah Agin, this point Rabbalaza. Domin Abalaza, Loyalas, and Baba Charles, and Giv Allah. Abaye, Leslie, Rabbalaza, Abaye held, they all went up on their own. So it wasn't Ezra who filtered them out. Whoever wanted to get Israel with a Zionist at heart went. Rabbah, Isra Abalaza, Rabbah said, no. He holds like Abalaza. Ezra went in, took out every Mamza, took out every gay, took out everybody, brought them to Israel. Because they held them. That's what we're learning. Sorry? No, he didn't realize till he got there. As we'll see in a minute. He boy is saying, we ask another answer is the Kuliyama, everyone holds, Isu the Rabbalazar, everyone agrees with Lazar, Bahaka, Bahaka, this is Machlaik, is Masar, Afruche, Afruche, everyone holds like a Blazar that he filtered out. That one holds, Afruche, Afrushinu. Ezra went into bubble, went to every family and determined if they're kosher, not kosher, who they are. And that's all he did. Afterwards, they themselves realized we got to leave here and go to Israel, become better people or something. Or they want to get to Israel and go to a new country. No one knows. Okay, he knows we're Mamzadim. Let's go to Israel. No one knows who we are. Maybe we can get lost in Israel. That Rabbah holds, no, they had to forced to leave Bavel even after they were nominated where they were. They went up the one who says up that what that they went up on their own, that said what that all the lands are Isa. Dough is a mixture of all kinds of ingredients, it's good and bad. So all the entire world compared to Israel is not very good, it's tainted. On Israel, Isa the Bavel, in other words, Israel was a mess. Because if they went up on their own, no one knew, and when they came in, they might have changed their name, no one knew, there's no cheshbon, nobody kept or monitored their movements, no immigration officers, so it's a mess. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't know who's who. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael, compared to Babel, is Isa. But according to Rava, that says that Ezra not only segregated them, but he brought them to Eretz Yisrael, so he knew each family who they were. So just like in Babel, they were pure, it's also pure. Just because they were Mamzadim, but we knew who the Mamzadim were.
The refugee process.
Yeah, they have like a register.
So according to this, when the Mishnah says that Asal Yuchsin on the other and Rabbah, it just means that this was, but we didn't know who they were, but this is what came up. There were these types of.
Called Abai, you mean? Yeah. Abai says we don't know who we were. No, according to Abai, the main Chiddush here is a bubble pure. Not that it just rolls.
That's what Rashi says.
That's right. That's not a good thing, it's a bad thing.
So when you got to Asal, you didn't.
It was a mess. It was a mess.
So then why does he bring Kohen Levi Israeli? Which are luchayra kshedim, and then he brings all these negative.
We're telling you that he took a group, he took out his, you know, some Israeli token, and he cleaned out the whole thing. His status.
His first three things.
Because that's the mainstream Jews. The mainstream Jews are
crazy.
Yeah, but what do you want him to do? He's telling you that every single kind of Jew left. You start from the top.
Every single kind. What left behind was the shuvra and the shuvra.
Yeah. True. Only Kohen Levi Yisrael was left behind. Not all the Kohen went up. We had a guy in our shul from Djerba, and he was telling us that Djerba is off the coast of Tunisia, and he was telling us how his family goes back to the first Beis HaMikdash, and Ezra asked them to leave because they were from the first, and they never mixed up in bubbles, so they continued doing everything.
Weren't they Shluchim from Shloimeh HaMelech sent there or something?
Chiram Melech Tzoy went there. And then Ezra asked them to, they should go to join the Second Beis Mission. They refused. They didn't trust Ezra. So he cursed them. And until today, they have the shul and they have the menhagim.
What's his name? The Kutim Arif brings that there were people in Spain. And they didn't want to come back.
Yeah, but Spain, we know from Targum that they were there, yeah.
And they're the ones who made the tefillah of Emes V'Yatzim. In other words, to show that they're still faithful. They haven't lost the faith. They made the tefillah of Emes V'Yatzim.
And the Shibboleth Leket says that
he says that was the Chachomim that took them out
for the 100 brachas. For the 100 brachas that he came up with.
And Bernstein, Yossi Bernstein, was in Ireland, was going to become a chief rabbi.
Yeah, yeah.
He was sitting there, he's telling this to Tennis Fiyazi. The first time that O'Brien heard this, he says, sister, somebody give me the Likutim Arif. Who's that, the Likutim Arif, and they bring the check to the
state. Oh, okay. But it says, again, it says in Shiboy Alekir, who lived way before Kramarich, he says there that the Chachamim, when he sent out, I'm thinking 100 brachas after those people were dying because he counted them, 100 brachas a day, so they wrote back, Emes V'yatzi, because there's 15 Vavs, which is 6 times 15 is 90, and Emes Hazeh is 2 Hays, which is 10, they're all extra. Hadover Hazeh, so therefore there's a total of 100 to tell you, this thing, what you said about 100 brachas, is Emes V'yatzi V'nachas Eglai Chazach, and the Chachamim liked this prayer so much, they decided to put it right after Krishna, that this we say, Ani Hashem Lekechem is Emes V'yatzi V'nachas Eglai Chazach. And let's go right to it, it's getting late. Let's go right to it. So according to Rav, we knew exactly who it was. Why is it so a mess? When I said, the but the next generation, they lost already track. Went up on their own. It says in Pasik, as it says, I brought them to the river Habal Achva. I brought them to this place. The Nachna Sham Shloishi Yom, we rested there for 3 days. Then suddenly I realized, I found the Yidin, I found the Koinim, no Levim. In other words, he didn't know who left. Makes sense, according to Bai. He had no idea who left. It had happened. People went on their own. He forced them. Hey, wouldn't he have warned the Levim, I want you to come with me? Says the Gemara, true. Where did he work hard? He thought that he had to convince to come with the Mamzadim and all those. He was sure, Ezra, that if he tells the Kohen Levim, come and join me, go to Israel, they would all come. He didn't chase after them. And lo and behold, the Levim didn't show up. Second, by the Kohen Levim Israeli, Menolan, how do you know the Sliku? How do you know they also left the Babel, the Chsiv? Because it says in Pasig, by Yeshuvu, Hakoin, they returned the Kainim Levim, Uminaam from the Eden, Vamashadim, those who Levim who sang, Vashadim, those who closed the gates. Vahanasim, Inimasim, Boreim, the city, Choisro, Boreim, the city. So we see, close me, the Kohen Levim Israeli, and the city came back. Chalol the gate of Chruri, how do you know they also went to Israel? Chalol, Menon, how do you know the man? Rabbi Yasi, Omer. Rabbi Yasi made the following comment in the Braise. Gedele Chazoka, status quo is so powerful. Shenema, that we follow status quo, even though we don't know exactly what's happening. But it says in the pasuk, "Bnei Hakoinim, amongst the Koinim, Bnei Chaviya, the children of Chaviya, Bnei Hakoy, the children of Koiz, Bnei Barzila, the children of Barzila." These are families, or 24 families. These are a couple of the families. Ashalokach, they took Mibnoiz Barzila Hagilad. They took daughters from Barzila, from Gilad. Isha, woman, Vayikra Al Shmam, and they called them the name Eilo Bikshuk Savam. They wanted to write Hamis Yachashim. They wanted to write the Yichus, but they nimtzu and they couldn't find the Yichus. They couldn't find who the Yichus was. They were chased out from the Kuna. The Tishasa said to Lehem to them. We'll soon see who Tishasa was. Since we can't find your Yichus, we're not going to allow you to eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the Kohen comes back, which we know in Ezra never happened. Those when Mashiach will come, you'll come back. So we have Kohenim who came, claimed they were Kohenim, but we had no Shtar Yichus. He says, you guys will continue your status quo. What did you guys eat when you were in bubble? So they said, we ate Kotche Gvul. What is that? Truma. Afkan nami b'kotche gvul. You'll also eat Truma. Yeah, that's all. There's no Kotchim in outside of Yisrael. Kotche Kalim is only to the border of Yisrael. But Truma, Midrabanan, was also in bubble. So therefore, I'll let you guys, you claim you're Kohenim, I'll let you continue to eat Truma, because Chazaka, whatever you did when you were bubble, continue. But nothing more than that. Kotchim, we're not going to allow you. Nothing more than that. Freddy Gimori, Oleman, Nomi Hanuk Subis. The one who says that Mailim. The one who said that Yemailim a Truma Liuchsin. That if somebody, if we see a coin in Truma, we can automatically assume it's a real full fledged coin. How can we not worry that people tomorrow will say, oh, they're real kind, they're letting me cut your son? Over there is different because we know that they used to eat in, everyone knows that they used to eat in Bavel Truma. So we know, therefore, that's what we allowed. So if we eat in Truma, we all know who they were. Everyone knew each other. There weren't that many people who came up. They all knew each other. They were not worried that people will make that mistake. And also the fact that we only limit in Truma and all the other kind of eating kachim for the first time, it's like a shop. Everyone will remember, oh, we didn't let the guy eat kachim. So what's the great chazaka? If we're not worried that any mistakes will happen, what do you mean chazaka is so great? No, but saying chazaka is great means there's a worry, but we're not worried because the chazaka. What are we worried? The mikara achal b'trumah rabbanon. I'll tell you what we're doing. We are in Bavel, all they ate was trumah rabbanon. Now in Yisrael, what are we allowed them to do? So if achal trumah d'raisa, and why are we allowing them to eat trumah d'raisa? Because of the chazaka. So see how powerful the chazaka is. On the other hand, we're not going to let him catch him because we don't know if they're kohenim or not. So why are we letting him eat truma? Because of the chazaka. And it's powerful because we're going beyond what their chazaka really was. They only ate truma d'rabban, we're allowing them to the rice. That's one pshat. Yiboy seima lo'olam really hashta nami b'drabban anachu. The truth of the matter is, so this is like halal. They only ate truma d'rabban, but the rice lo'achu. No, so where do you see your chazaka? The chi maskinan, and also why aren't we worried? The chi maskinan mitrumil yuchsim the rice. When do we say that we go a step up? If we see them eating truma from the Torah, then we say, oh, the full fledged kohenim. Or midrabbanan lemaskinan. But if we see them only eating truma midrabbanan, we're not going to automatically assume that they're full fledged kohenim. Ihache bazei my gedoy lechazaka. So where do you see the power of the chazaka? The mikara lekel migzim shum the rice. In Babel, there was no worries about truma the rice. So if we let you truma the rabbanan, there's no problem that anything will go wrong. Here, if we allow them to eat truma the rabbanan, not everybody's going to understand the distinction, and people, other people will start giving truma the rice. And then the next thing is, it'll be full fledged kainim. We're not worried because of the chazaka.
Yeah.
We're
going to carry the chazaka.
That's what we're saying here. There's two answers in Gemara. One answer in Gemara is we allow them to eat truma the rice, everything, even the wheat, the grains. And the other one is no, we only allow them to eat truma the rabbanan. Yeah, it's just well. And why not? And not from the Raisa, because we like them to the Raisa, they'll become Yuchsin. So, what's another Chazaka? Even though there's a Chash that if we allow them to eat Trumad Rabbanon, they might inevitably eat also Trumad Raisa. We're not worried. We'll only limit them to the Rabbanon at the Raisa. It says, now it says in the Pasig, the Tishasa said to them, the Tishasa said, I'm not sure exactly who this person Tishasa is. But Tishasa said to them, Asha lo yoichlu mikodesh hakadoshim. Nechemia was the wine, that's right. Nechemia was the wine minister. And he was called Tishasa because of to do with wine. He's that's the nickname he had. Nechemia was the boss. Yeah, Tirosh, your wine. So he, because he was a wine butler, therefore he became, and they gave a special heter for him to do wine, even though Yain Esach and all that. And he, because he was the most powerful person, he was the businessman, and Ezra was the Navi. They were a team. Yeah, okay, but here it means the Tirish wine.
Yeah, you're right, because he says the Nitten Leiter Shus, they gave him
permission to drink. That's right, to Chayin
Esach. Because yeah. He had to do it as his job, otherwise they'd be suspect maybe exactly. Poisoning the king in the wine.
What did he say to them? That's right. Asher lo yoichlu mekodesh hakadoshim, you will not eat mekodesh hakadoshim, mekodesh hakadoshim leichi, you won't eat kabanis. Hakom bi denechel. L'chayin, it sounds like from there that even Truma D'Raisa you're allowed to eat, and you're telling me they're not allowed to eat Truma D'Raisa. Hachikama, this is what he said to them, according to the second opinion. Anything which the Torah refers to as Kodesh, Trum is also called Kodesh. So therefore you can't eat Trum with rice as well. So not Kodeshim, not Trum with rice. Don't eat the Chazei v'Sheik. That, you know, is a matana. You can't eat the...
Long black. Tomorrow's a long black.